Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Such a delight to welcome you to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, broadcasting live from Manchester. I'm Emmanuel Ati, might be holding the fort for your regular host, Chris Okunowa. But you do can rest assured the lineup will be unchanged. We've got current affairs, mostly matters that affect Africa. And there's the tourism and culture segment where we just try to amplify the uniqueness spread across the continent and gives us the opportunity to profile a tribe. It'll be one I'm certain you'd love listening to. There's also entertainment on the show and what we often call the toy department of life, sport. So it's a packed Africa Weekly. This happy Saturday, the 24th of May, 2025. Of course, you can get access to the broadcast via your app store or iStore, any store you download, any listenables you can find. Radio Africana broadcasting live from Manchester. We're going on a break. When we return, it'll be that time where we'll dive in on Audio Reason Africa Weekly and Radio Africana this Saturday. This is something that I've always loved listening to for God knows how long. Well, since the composition was complete. It's from South Africa. It's Major Lazer, he calls it particular.
Go down.
Yeah.
Fire down. Go down.
They told me everybody's 15 minutes in a different time zone. And since I have it at the moment, you the one I wanna shine my light on. Get your life, little mama, won't you get your life on?
Ain't nothing cooler than the wrong moves when you do them to the right song, the right song. Let's shoot this movie and put the shit on repeat. I hope this memories are making you fall asleep. Before we hit the road, put our phones on silent. Nobody's trying to bring sand to the beach. What would it take to change your plans for the weekend? Cause I am trying to kick it like eating. The whole thing, the pre-party, the pre-sex. Then we hit the major league with a Jesus.
Hey, I like you, girl, in particular. You in particular. Say, I like your waist in particular. I like you, girl, in particular. Yeah, you in particular. Say, I like your waist in particular.
Particular song performed by American electronic music duo Major Lazer. But of course, the interest for me there is just having the African feel to it. DJ Mafadis and Ice Prince alongside Battle Ranking just combining to produce a classic there. And welcome back. You're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, broadcasting live from Manchester. Just to get us off on the show. The current affairs segment, and just in tune with the song there, it's been what I might call a newspaper spread week in politics, notably as it involves diplomatic relations between the United States and South Africa. Just a few days back, to be specific, on Wednesday, the US President Donald Trump confronted, that's the perfect word to use, because it felt like an Oval Office ambush. Confronted a South African counterpart, Cyril Ramaphosa, over wildly discredited claims that genocide is currently taking place. It's been committed against white people, mostly those referred to as Afrikaners. They, of course, still are South Africans, but just often have their identity questioned due to the fact that they are descended mainly from Western Europeans who settled and the South African tip during the middle of the 17th century. So they do have a mixture of Dutch, German, French blood, and this whole instance has cost quite a lot. And in February, a South African judge dismissed the idea of a genocide as clearly imagined, saying it wasn't real, it was just someone thinking about it, when ruling in an inheritance case involving a wealthy benefactor. Donation to white supremacist group Bourgeon. South Africa, they are a country who oftentimes don't release crime figures based on race, but the latest figures they made public, surprisingly, stated that 6,953 people were murdered in the country between October and December 2024. That's quite the number. So the US President Trump had to just say just a bit of a mild invitation and had to play some very as we call it, not to be broadcast clip, but the good thing is this is radio, and even as much as it is radio, I cannot describe all of the incidents displayed there. But there's an African president saying what you think isn't exactly the real situation back home. And in actual fact, as we speak this Saturday on Radio Africana, none of South Africa's political parties, including those that represent Afrikaners and the white community in general, have claimed that there's a genocide in South Africa. But I hear someone listening saying, Emmanuel, will they tell you there's currently one going on? Again, such claims have been circulated among right-wing groups for many years, and it's something the US president has found interesting and pretty much would say trying to curb or maybe prevent. It's no surprise, though, that the approach he took when Ramaphosa, the South African president, visited the Oval Office, which also had Elon Musk, who, without saying, is a huge supporter of Donald Trump. Some say he single-handedly exed Trump into the Oval Office, exed in terms of his social platform. And also somewhat of an advisor to the US president, and he's got a huge attachment to South Africa. He's got South African blood. But it was a composed South African president, Ramaphosa, who consistently let it out to Donald Trump that he would have to listen to the voices of South Africans on this particular issue. You're the president of the United States, God's own country. I am president of South Africa. I know my people in the situations and whatever it is going down, but this is quite the concern. Some say if you're not black South Africa, it's not the right time to be around there. But the president has made it clear that South Africa is safe. And I would toe the line of the president and say, yes, it is safe. But at the same time, if there are instances like this, hopefully something is done to curb it. Away from that, but still in news concerning Africa, a Ugandan activist who was arrested and held for days in Tanzania has been found at the border between the two countries with indications of torture. Agata Atehure had been held incommunicado in Tanzania alongside a fellow Kenyan activist Boniface Mwangi, who was on Thursday found at the border with his home country. The two had gone to Tanzania to show solidarity with the opposition leader Tundu Lissu, who appeared in court just at the start of the week after being charged with treason. Now, despite being allowed into the country, Mwangi and Atuhaire were not permitted to attend the hearing and they were arrested. So a comment was put out on X, the famous X social media, saying, "We had been tortured and we were told to strip naked. We couldn't walk and we were told to crawl and go wash off the blood," Mwangi said in that post on X. Tanzania's government, as expected, they would come out, they'll make statements. They, this time, surprisingly, have not commented on the torture claims. But the president of Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan, during the week warned that she would not allow activists from neighboring countries to meddle in a country's affairs and cause chaos, as she says. So we'll keep you posted. And that, just one more on the current affairs segment, and this one has to do with Nigeria, my beloved Nigeria, and Senator Natasha Akpoti-Uduaha. Well, she had a conversation with the BBC in an interview, and where she stated that she only learned that the Nigerian government was suing her on the news, and she was pretty shocked about it. It's like someone who's lost a job, they know and just saw on television that, hey, Kayode, you've been fired, Kolade, you've been axed, leave Radio Africana. It's just surprising. It's like me announcing it and the producer will be wondering what exactly. That's how we felt to Senator Natasha. The Nigerian government, headed by President Tinubu, filed defamation charges against Natasha after, well, she accused the Senate President Goodswill Akpabio and former state governor Yahya Bello of plotting to eliminate her. As expected, both of them have come out to say, come on, Senator Natasha, if we wanted to do this, we'll do this. No, they didn't say that. They just denied the accusation. She had previously also accused Akpabio of sexually harassing her, an allegation he's also denied. But after learning of the charges against her, Akpoti-Uduaha told the BBC that I'm very startled, I'm shocked. My first reaction when I read it was out of shock because I have not been served in terms of getting the papers from the court until now. I had to read it on the news. But interestingly, a spokesperson for the Senate president said they had evidence beyond reasonable doubt that she had been served the court's papers. By record, Senator Natasha Akpotiuduaghan is one of just four women out of 109 senators. But after she accused the Senate president, Akpabio, of sexual harassment, she was suspended from the Senate for 6 months without pay. And not as if she needs the money, but you still have to pay her. But then again, recently, Senate Ethics Committee gave for the suspension was for her unruly and disruptive behavior while the Senate was debating her allegations. So this is quite the concern at the moment now, and she's wondering, what exactly have I done that it will be the government of the country that will charge me and seek to prosecute me, even while they haven't paid attention to all of my cries and complaints of the behaviors of the Senate president and the former governor, Yahya Bello. We'll take a break now. When we return on Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, it'll be time for the tourism and culture segment on the show. Here's No Woman, No Cry from Robert Nesta Marley. That's the global message. Everything is going to be all right. Radio Africana, Africa Weekly, this fine Saturday. Robert Nesta Marley. I just think it's not been any composition from the Jamaican artist that has failed to impress anyone who's listened to it. Welcome back, Imana Latim. Still holding the fort for Chris Okudua. It's time for us to get into the tourism and culture segment of the show this Saturday. Our beloved Africa, the world's second largest and second most populous continent after Asia. It's got 54 recognized states, or if you may, countries, as they are known. All of them have the opportunity to be called members of the United Nations and the African Union. At present, there are two partially recognized states and four dependent territories. I just always love to share this information to just give a picture of how broad the cultural representation of Africa is. With around 3,000 tribes and 2,000 languages and dialects, Africa, Mama's continent, remains quite a fascinating one, every single corner. And today on Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, our cultural identity revolves around the Nupe people, an ethnic group primarily located in central Nigeria. We're talking about Niger State, as well as parts of Kwara State and Kogi State. Historically, they trace their origins to the 15th century with the founding of the Nupe Kingdom, which later became known as the Bida Emirate. The kingdom gained political prominence in the 19th century under the leadership of Etsu Masaba during the Sokoto Caliphate expansion, known for its resistance, like the spot to British colonial rule. The Nupe developed a centralized political system and a sophisticated tradition of craftsmanship and trade. And you're wondering what sort of language they speak. The major tongue of the Nupe people is called Nupe Tako, or just simply Nupe. Now, I probably want to stick with the last one. It belongs to the Nupoid group within the larger Niger-Congo language family. It includes several dialects such as Nupe Tako, Nupe Central, and Nupe Egba. Despite increasing bilingualism in Hausa and English, the Nupe language remains vital in traditional and cultural expressions, oral literature, and local communication. Their culture and rituals, rich in traditional music, dance, festivals, and age-old rituals, they are known for elaborate masquerades, particularly during cultural festivals like the Durban Gani. Ceremonies often involve drumming, traditional chants, and some symbolic displays of power and heritage. But they do have respect for their elders, you have to say, and social hierarchy are embedded in their customs. Secret societies such as the Nadako Boya, in English translation, it just means leopard masquerade. This plays a significant cultural and spiritual role to how the Nupe people live. In terms of food, which is always my favorite part of any cultural experience, it's diverse and agriculturally rooted. Staple foods include yam, cassava rice, millet. Popular dishes are eba, what you call cassava dough. Now I'm a bit hungry talking about this. And tuwo masala, which is a cornmeal dish. And miyan kuka, a boab leaf soup. Fish from the River Niger and various vegetables are common in their diet. Traditional cooking incorporates complex spices and stews, often served in communal settings to foster unity. In terms of their women, I'll come to women later. Let's talk religion now first. You pray, then you talk about women, right? The majority of Nupe people are Muslims. I've got to admit this. A legacy of the 19th century Islamic influence through the Sokoto Caliphate. Islam shapes their daily life, education, and legal systems. However, traces of traditional African religion still exist, particularly in rituals, healing practices, and festivals. Some communities out there observe what they call syncretic beliefs, blending Islam with indigenous spirituality. And now we can talk women, since we've been cleansed. The women are known for their industrious nature, very hardworking. Also, they help in preserving cultural traditions. They engage in weaving, pottery, bead making. They're not lazy people. In agriculture, they contribute significantly to food production and local markets. Although traditional gender role persists, many Nupe women are increasingly gaining education and political representation, which they just try to balance heritage and modernity. They've got quite a number of famous people. Nnamdi Azikiwe has got Nupe blood in him. Also Brigadier General David Bamigboye, reference to famous people that, from Nigeria, of course. Also a gentleman called Dr. Shatima Ali Monguno, a prominent politician and former minister, also has Nupe heritage. Nupe people have made strides in academia, literature, politics, and the arts. And as expected, just like any other cultural representation and tribe, the Nupe people have helped to shape Nigeria's socio-cultural landscape. That's as much as we can. I'm sure if you have Nupe roots, you're celebrating at the moment. They are found predominantly around Nigeria, Niger State, as well as Kwara and Kogi State. It's time for us to go on another break. When we return on Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, it will be time to talk entertainment on the show. But here's one man who I didn't get the chance to meet him to ask if he had Nupe blood, but his music would always live with me forever. Oliver Tuku Ntukuze.
Wash you. plate, fit no do me job. Even as things go, they go my way. Even in days I don't get nothing at all. Now me wait, they drive your bus. Now me wait, they drive your keke. Now me wait, they run around. Now me they do the job.
Classical composition as always, Burna Boy. You're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, broadcasting live from Manchester. It's time to talk entertainment and the entertainment segment of the show. Today we would be celebrating the impact of, as they call them, the Big Three. They continue to fuel the global rise and have made musical shifts, particularly with Afrobeats. Sound has continually reverberated across the world, notably here in the UK and by notice in Manchester, a city where pop and rock are the two most popular music genre. The appeal passed down from generations, from the showmanship of Elton John to the legacy of John Lennon. And at a point, you could also just sprinkle in some Freddie Mercury there. It's easy to see why 70%, according to Statista, 70% of British adults prefer listening to pop music. But it's a different story in Africa. 54 recognized countries, the music people enjoy is as diverse as our tongue, our languages, from Sukus High Life to Amam Piano, Makossa Jazz. And of course, that genre which has the naming that mirrors the continent, Afrobeat. Shout out to fella Anikbola Kukuti, the Nigerian artist who is widely credited to creating Afrobeats. He did that way back in the 60s, where he expertly mashed European music with the element of jazz and funk. But Afrobeat has become a dominant force in the world, and the UK here in Manchester also. We're talking about music venues, streaming charts, nightclubs, all inspired by the Big Three, Wizkid, Burna Boy and Davido. Together, they have redefined how individuals and household consume Afrobeat and African music worldwide. Just some weeks back, on the 21st of April last month, here in Manchester at the Co-op Life Arena, over 25,000 fans gathered to see Burna perform, and it's classified as the largest Afrobeat concert ever held in North of England. Wizkid, that boy from Surulere, Lagos, gets the chance to collaborate with the Canadian artist Drake. That song, One Dance, ensured Wizkid became the first artist to surpass 1 billion streams in Spotify. Importantly, bringing Afrobeats to the world stage, when he also did that song with Skepta, Energy, Bad Energy, Just Stay Far Away, the track didn't just blow borders, it completely erased them entirely. And then it's Davido who completes the genre's Big Three, raised between Atlanta and Lagos. His journey has been defined by energy, charisma and undeniable star power. Just released his fifth album, by the way, called Five. This happened some weeks back in April 18th, 2025. That gave another avenue for Afrobeat to be brought to the world. It reopened the portals for new listeners to discover Afrobeat, and the album itself has continued to make waves and charts across the UK. Nigeria. Our beloved Nigeria. Well, we may be the global hub for Afrobeats, but beyond this Big Three, I've dedicated the entertainment segment of Africa Weekly to today. Beyond the Big Three of Davido, Wizkid and Burna, artists across the continent have also made significant contributions to the genre's rise. And leading the charge, this is just my take though, I might be wrong, but I would say it's Sakodie, the Ghanaian artist, outside of the Big Three. I could also sprinkle a bit of Shatta Wale in the mix. And speaking of Shatta Wale, here's what I would always consider his finest work. Maybe it's called Takeover. When we return, it'll be time for sports on Africa Weekly.
In a culture, in a god you cry, Jibam Kuda de, Mohammed Ali Bumumaye, Macho Man Wanchira de, I get so la Sheku Mo Cafe, who gave me a living on the market, I get a chaka fe no be it.
Me and me near this year run away, I hear me life, say me a girl I'm sick, my old dying, I'll be pull me away, me de me yet to be trouble. We need beji and you check checkule. We have remo and it to be. Same de uka cry or fago pay. Pass na ye my mate no see away. Captain add what them I say.
Me I no one talk anything. Money they come before my brain. Yamba kintiki ya de. Nasa yanzu kungani. This time me I go de party. I decide kungani.
We take him over, we de show Ghana. We take him over, we de go Ghana.
We take him over, we de show Ghana. We take him over, we de go Ghana. You must see me, I tell you, see. Your problem, a blanket. Captain, Sunny, while you run, he lay big as Shani. Beke, one fee, who no be fair, I tell you. Kajai, shut up.
Hey, Sergeant Lee. Otashi Ochati, no eba ke comfortable lead. Ebe ni shashish, ya nenge ale ben ali. Ina buwekwe mokobi, shata wale.
Mokwe take him over, we de show Ghana. We take him over, we de go Ghana. We take him over, we de show Ghana. We take him over, we de go Ghana.
In a god you cry, Bajo. Bajo. In a god you cry, Jibam Kuda de. Mohammed Ali Bumumaye. Macho Man Wanchira de. I guess we'll ask you more cafe. We'll get it.
This is Radio Africa.
Still Radio Africanas, Africa Weekly, this Saturday, the 24th of May, 2025. Emmanuel Latim holding the fort for Chris Okunua. He's going to make money for the entire team, yeah? So I can look fresh, he can look fresh, and the broadcast can stay on the radio. Welcome back, but that's a classical tune. The first one from Shatta Wale just describes Shatta himself. He's a rugged with a good hat, just to say that. And Omar Lay and David O, who completes the big tree. I don't know what your rankings are, so don't ask me if by my structure it feels like I mentioned Burner first and then Weeze and David. No, it could be David first. So it wasn't in particular order, right? Just to be safe, so I can walk around the streets of Manchester safe. Don't have the 30 BG gangs. They're everywhere. I call them gangs. No, guys, yes. Welcome back to Let's Talk Sports. That's the toy department of life. That's my favorite part of the show. I say this without fear or favor. We'll start off first with the Monaco Grand Prix, which is on the way. The qualifying has started despite a dry weather and 22 degrees Celsius temperatures. The main race itself will take place tomorrow. That's the 25th of May by 2 p.m. That I can confirm. I had to include the Formula One story because there's also news as it affects Africa. At a point, I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, we mentioned on the show, I and Chris, that the F1 race could be held on the African continent someday. But there's been delays on Formula One's plans to return to Africa due to financial and logistical challenges. Potential venues like South Africa's Kilami and Cape Town, as well as Rwanda, are under consideration, but we hear no immediate return is expected. A bit of WWE outside of Formula One. WWE is quite big in Africa in terms of followership. The 39th edition begins tonight in Florida. It will feature high-profile matches, including Jey Uso, who will defend the World Heavyweight Championship up against Logan Paul. I just had to squeeze in something outside of football, but this is where we get our attention now. Football, the Confederation of African Football, CAF as they call them, and the European Commission, they've signed, this is official, a partnership agreement to support the African Schools Football Championship and the 2025 and 2027 Cup of Nations, which would get the chance to enhance football development across the continent. Speaking of the Nations Cup, a player who, if he stays fit, of course, we need our best legs to be fit for Africa's grandest football competition. He's Moroccan and he plays his football in France with Paris Saint-Germain. His name is Achraf Hakimi. He's been awarded the Mac Vivien Foe, the Cameroonian player who fortunately dialed on the pitch while he was playing during one of the Confederation Cup games years past. So that award is to recognize the best African player at the top flight division in France, and the award for this season, the 24-25 campaign, has gone to no other person but gentleman Achraf Hakimi. Well, Cristiano Ronaldo also in the news on Africa Weekly Sports segment this Saturday. His club side out nastily, despite not qualifying. We are getting this report that Cristiano Ronaldo may feature in the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup through a short-term deal with a qualified club from either Morocco or Spain. The Moroccan side eyeing Cristiano Ronaldo at the moment for that stint at the Club World Cup at Wydad Casablanca. Let's see if that's going to materialize. A roundup of other sporting events. This time, the Italian Serie A, Napoli are champions of that division. They clinched the title with a 2-0 victory. That happened against Cagliari. It was a perfect fixture, to say. 1 point ahead of Internacional, and salutations to former Manx, Manchester United players, Scott McTominay, who's got a stunning free kick, well, scissors kick actually, there's kick in it, so it suffices, and Romelu Lukaku, whose goal secured the win, ensuring Napoli had to celebrate the title since Victor Osimhen moved away, who by the way also led his team Galatasaray to the Turkish League Championship. And the Bundesliga, it's not news. Bayern Munich are champions. We've celebrated them. We had to do that not extensively, but we just had to mention it again. All thanks to Harry Kane, the England captain, who propelled Bayern Munich to reclaim the title from last season's winners, Bayer Leverkusen. 82 amazing points. Leverkusen, who came in second, quite the distance. In the Premier League here in England, where we're broadcasting from, it's not news that Liverpool have secured a Premier League title. What is news? It's not that it's setting as regards who would play Champions League football, but Arsenal. So it would be a mental final day of the season this weekend, and we're looking forward to it. Manchester United, no need to mention that they lost the Europa League final that happened against Tottenham. Heartbreaking. It was horrible performance from the players. This is the part where you need Chris there to tease me, but it's a good thing he's not here to tease me. So I would only share the story the way I think it would not hurt me. So yes, United, the players getting set for tomorrow's finale against Aston Villa. I don't expect them to win. I think I'd be surprised if they win. But yeah, congratulations to Tottenham. The manager, Ange Postecoglou, mentioned that he always wins things in the second season. And he did it. So it just tells you that there's power in the tongue. Just say anything. So you could be president tomorrow, or you actually might not. Just before we wrap things up, I've got to mention how significant it is. The CAF Confederation Cup, while getting set for the broadcast, the fixture between... Oh, and the CAF Champions League, I start off with that first. The fixture between Mamelodi Sundowns and Pyramids, I need to get confirmation. It was live before the broadcast started. At the moment now, it's wrapped up. Incredible. It's finished. Mamelodi Sundowns, they said African side won. Pyramids won. At a point, it was Sundowns leading up until the 90 plus 4 minutes. Stoppage time equalizer from the Egyptian side. Ribeiro had given Mamelodi Sundowns the lead in the 51st minute. And then right at the death, equalizer there from Pyramids. The CAF Champions League is the biggest club competition on the African continent. So I had to mention that. Two teams in the final. Sundowns from South Africa. Pyramids. The first leg just concluded at the Loftus Versfeld Stadium in Pretoria. It ended 1-1. The second leg will take place in June on the very first day of that month. This is fascinating because the stadium they play is also called the 30th of June Stadium. They could have waited until the 30th to play the second leg, but no, they had to play it on the first day of June. So that's the update as regards the CAF Champions League final. Mamelodi Sundowns, who reached their third final after the edge pass Alakli on away goals. Pyramids also had the opportunity to make their first ever final appearance. They advanced following a dramatic 5-goal thriller in the semi-final match against another South African side. My South African team, Orlando Pirates. So at the moment now, the advantage is to Pyramids because they've secured a massive, massive first leg. All they have to do is get maximum points when they travel to the 30th of June Stadium to play the second leg. The CAF Confederation Cup is the second tier, the second most important competition on the African continent. RS Berkane, the Moroccan side, are up against Simba SC. Simba are a team from Tanzania. For Berkane, the Moroccan team, they're aiming for their third Confederation Cup title. They secured a 2-0 victory in the first leg at the Berkane Municipal Stadium. The Tanzanian side, Simba, are looking to overturn the deficit in the second leg on home soil when they play tomorrow. That fixture will take place at the Eman Stadium in Zanzibar. That's a good place to visit someday soon. Chris, so walk more, okay? So we could just take a trip to Zanzibar soon. I appreciate all your effort. You walk, I talk. I think that's fair. So let's just scan across matches. Won't be here tomorrow, so it's just fair if I let you know the final games in the Premier League. At the moment, though, Real Madrid, fans of La Liga, currently taking on Sociedad. Not that it matters because the title is gone. It's all Catalan now. They lead 1-0 against Sociedad, trying to get a goal scorer. Kylian Mbappe. He's awake when people are sleeping. 1-0 against Sociedad. That's the fixture ongoing at the moment. Much later, it will be Deportivo against Osasuna. Mallorca play Vallecano and other games to come. But in the Premier League, they call it the most exciting league in the world. Question mark, could that maybe not? Well, we're broadcasting from Manchester, England. So yes, it is the best league in the world. Simultaneous game scheduled for the 25th of May. That's the final day of the Premier League season. It would be fingernail biting moments for teams vying to stay alive, maybe not, but playing the Champions League, the Europa League, Manchester United trying to cover their face, not having the worst season in 50 years. Well, Bournemouth will take on Leicester City, Fulham against Manchester City, Ipswich will take on West Ham United. The champions at Liverpool will host Crystal Palace at home. This is where the trophy will be presented. Manchester United play against Aston Villa. Newcastle take on Everton, crucial game for Newcastle. They need to win to play Champions League football. Likewise, Forest and Chelsea, cracking games. Southampton will take on Arsenal. No pressure on the Gunners. They already have Champions League guaranteed, courtesy of Declan Rice. His goal against, was it Southampton now? No, the previous match they played. Tottenham will take on Brighton. Wolves would also play against Crystal Palace. And the Nigerian Premier Football League, not much. We're still celebrating the victory achieved by Remo Stars, who secured the NPFL title for the first time in their history. But they have to start just planning, mapping out strategies on how to conquer the continent, because that will be crucial, since aimed by international, it's been difficult for a Nigerian team to just find a way to dominate the African continent. And remarks that Remo Stars could be that side to help bring Nigerian pride back to the continent. Aimed by international, their historic back-to-back triumphs in 2003 and 2004. Since that, those triumphs, no Nigerian club has come close to reclaiming the CAF Champions League crown. Unsurprisingly, both predictions though have emerged, suggesting that Remo Stars could rise to match the gold standard set by the People's Elephants. Just as all the fans from Ikenne were dreaming of the NPFL title, they are also dreaming to one day see the CAF Champions League trophy paraded through the streets of Ikenne, Ilisha, Ikpeiru, Irolu. Those who are there, of course, will be hoping that reality comes true. But we know how difficult it is to play on the continent, even more difficult to win the competition. They have to, this is just me advising now, picturing that the owner of the team, Kunle Shuname, by stroke of luck, is listening to Radio Africana today, saying, okay, Emmanuel, advise us, what do we do financially? They've got to get players who have the experience to just do exploits on the African continent, because it's a different mentality altogether. The North Africans, the South African clubs, they've mastered the competition. I just mentioned the results of the CAF Champions League semi-final. You've got a South African team there, you've got an Egyptian team there. When are we going to see a Nigerian team play in the CAF Champions League final again? Infrastructure wise, Remo Stars have got one of the best stadiums in the country, but they also still need to further improve it in terms of the facility there, and find a way to get experience. Like clubs beyond Africa, they have to strengthen their squad with players who possess what I'll call the temperaments to play in the CAF Champions League, and players who naturally just find it comfortable to thrive in high pressure, often hostile environments, because that's what you get when you go to the continent, when you play in Egypt and Tunisia, even in South Africa at times. It could be quite hostile in a football term. More so, they have to continue doing what they've been doing over the years, just spark up, continue to help out the young players. The success over the years, even during their droughts, has been rooted in youth development and astute scouting. So they have to preserve those ethos. And beyond that, just find a way to send the coach, Daniel Ogumodede, to a refresher course. They could come to Manchester, learn something. They just have to find a way. We're all rooting for Remo Stars, the NPFL champions, to do great on the continent. The next few months will be crucial for the team. They've conquered Nigeria, but the question is, can they rise to challenge teams on the African continent? Time will tell, but one thing is clear, they are no longer just a promising project. Remo Stars are champions, contenders. They are standard bearers for a new era in Nigerian football. What more can I say? That's how far we can go. The size of the broadcast, Africa Weekly. Chris Okunowa isn't in the studio in person, but I'm certain he's listening, and I'm hoping I've done justice to your production, Chris. And also, big salutations. I've got to mention this to my able producer, Colade, who has been nothing but sensational. Thank you so much. My name is Emmanuel Atem. I'm wishing you guys a fantastic weekend. Not certain of the song that will come up next. If you don't like it, it's on Colade. Cheers.
this is Africa. Samina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Samina mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa. For Africa. Samina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Samina mina, sakalewa, anawa, ah ah. Samina mina, eh eh, waka waka, eh eh. Samina mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm way on my journey, biggie biggie mama, 1 A to Z. My teeth are all on my journey, biggie biggie mama, from east to west. My teeth waka waka my.
Radio Africano.
It ain't like you hearing it and it's like moving you. You know, music is, and the music you making is life, and it's like new life. It's important for me to understand the state of mind and the life you live and where you're, you know, where you're at right now.
Pull up like surprise is the president. Can't you see that I'm in my element? I might just decide to slide on my enemies. I go along on a glide for the hell of it. I bring a different vibe when I'm stepping in. If acting ain't right, I'm correcting it. Everybody know for sure I'ma take it there. So close cities and dot your eyes when you're messaging. I never subscribe to guys on the internet. Living for the clout, telling lies to the press again. Better don't take me for the fool, I ain't never been. Don't bother with lies, I'm wise when I'm checking them. I'm redirecting them back to the sentiment. Then you go see reality, go start arresting them. Feel like see them no here when I was telling them. But life real, I ain't living like the rest of them.
Yes, we are blessed, but it's harder to see sometimes. Trying to find my peace of mind. You said, how could you be so blind, baby? You just follow your dreams, you're gonna live your life. I give you something to believe in. I'ma be the reason. So please stay. Say it won't leave. Real life is for living, but the price you've been given is not cheap. So please stay. We'll share the whole fee. Yeah. Real life is for living. You just
I wonder which style them guys then go trying out. Live on and never hear my story, make you find out. I know say nobody is an island, but if them want pick up on yash, make you no lie down. And I know you feel you can realize them, but the way you done they move, I know they like them. Somebody want to wear this shoe and no size. May I be destiny's child, a survivor. Real no be China. From young I been a guy, and nothing I ever said if I been alive. Anytime you see me look up in the sky, I can see the daylight in the